Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Did you see the Detroit Tigers executive, that whole situation?
I did not.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy you didn't. So, the assistant general manager. Let me get his name because I think his name out there.
Yes, I did, Wimmy. He was saying he was sending those pics.
Oh, yeah.
Pics Sam. Of his genitalia. What is going on?
Sam Menzin, yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, didn't one of the Mets guys do that?
Yeah, Jared Porter. And I also think that, well, Mickey Callaway had some inappropriate texts with some people. But yeah, Jared Porter to the, yes, the Japanese reporter. Yes, that stuff was happening.
The Major League Baseball is filled with freakazoids. And they're all at the executive level.
I mean, I don't know. There is some sort of psychology behind that I cannot figure out.
Let me go around here. Have you ever taken a picture of your junk?
I have never. No, and I would be honest with you. You know all the stuff I share.
I know.
Pills and everything else. I have not taken a... I mean, if I was... I'll tell you this much. If I was prouder of it, I might have. I'll tell you that. If I had like a Pringle can, I might be snapping pictures of it. But I don't. So, but I have not. The answer is no.
Al, have you...
Oh, yeah. I have not, no.
You have not? Not at all?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with Gio. It says it's not an impressive photo. I'm not taking that.
Okay. Eddie?
No, sir.
All right. Okay. And I am a 100% no.
Yeah.
No. Not even remotely close. Couldn't even imagine taking a picture of the stuff and then sending it to somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have it just like a wide-angle lens sitting at home anyway. So what you would
think. Yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre.
It really.
Like, and this is like
it's a sickness.
An executive that is sending it to somebody. Like, who's he sending it to?
Well, Tigers employees and another employee of Major League Baseball.
Why would you do that?
Because you got to be sick in the head. You just have to have some sort of, you're off, you've got some sort of sexual fetish thing.
And who wants to look at anybody's junk in the first place?
I mean, if there is some sort of established relationship between two people that are good looking and they have a... what do they call long-distance relationship?
Okay.
And they want to send some stuff back and forth. Or
pictures
whatever.
Of my schween.
Right. FaceTime and stuff. Okay. If you're sending it to people you're not in a relationship with that are your colleagues, unsolicited.
I'm going to take a picture right now and send it to everybody at WFAN. Boom.
Yeah,
here
right.
we go, guys.
Right. Hey, Zuckerman. What do you think?
Come on.
You know, it's wild.
All right, so if there is somebody out there that is listening and has done this, can you please tell us why you're doing it?
Well, no one's going to admit. All right.
Maybe somebody will.
They won't admit to sending it to colleagues unsolicited, this guy was doing. No. I think there's a difference between like...
Boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife.
Kind of
let's take pictures of the penis and send it out.
I mean, it's just...
If you're stationed overseas or something in the military...
Right, but you got like a, you know, and you got a relationship, and maybe it's like a, you know, a full body shot or something. Miss you. I don't know. But you just take the picture to Schween and then send it on Snapchat to these people that you work with. That has to be a sickness. It just has to be. You know, this stuff happened years ago, and then finally it's starting to come out now, which is just like...
So we're gonna call it a sickness.
It has to be. I that's the only way I can explain it. Because it has to be. Because you cannot be well-adjusted. I'm just trying... Like, it has to be some sort of perversion that's driving you to do that. Because to reach the level of an assistant general manager in Major League Baseball and have that type of judgment doesn't make sense.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I don't know, do you have any idea how many pictures this guy sent?
Well, it was at least to three different people. I know that. I don't know how many pictures.
All females?
Yeah.
All right, so that would be, so they would go to HR,
mm-hmm.
and they'd say, look, so-and-so is sending me these pictures.
Right.
HR then would have to call him in, and they'd have to tell him, you're fired for sending these pictures that are inappropriate.
Well, once he found out that they were investigating him, he resigned before they could fire him. And then when the Athletic reached out to him, he said, I'm going back to New York to sort out some family issues, is what he said. But the story is that he found out that he knew he was caught red-handed, so he resigned and got the hell out of there before they fired him.
At least that part of it, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
Got the hell out of there as opposed to getting fired by somebody.
Right.
And he ends up putting the Tigers and everybody else in the line of fire from the people who received these pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, it's not like the Tigers' fault. It's like the Tigers, I'm sure, have a very stringent HR policy like most businesses do.
Yeah. I mean, it's
And this guy wasn't even thinking about that.
No. Just super confident. And he's thinking, I love how people are, Snapchat, it disappears. Like, people can't screenshot anything. The same people who delete stuff from social media and think, I deleted it. No, someone screenshotted that. It's there
forever.
If
Al sent me a picture of his stuff, I wouldn't screenshot it and save it. I could tell you that right now.
Well, you all...
I would look at it and go throw up.
Yes, but if you're someone who is feeling... If you're a female who's in an unwanted schween pick comes your way, you might do that for evidence. Just because it's going to, on Snapchat... You know, it does go away. So there, you know, if you want to say, hey, listen, this guy's doing this and he's going to go and deny it, at least you have, you know, your evidence. That's why someone would screenshot. I know you wouldn't screenshot Al Schween.
No.
In this particular situation, I think of a female.
Does it ever happen the other way? Is it always a guy doing it or is.
No, I'm sure. Well.
And does anybody complain when it happens the other way?
No, but that's sort of the dynamic between men and women. Like, you know, men we all, I'll just say we, so I'm not, you know, judging anything, but they can have a tendency to be a little bit more on the aggressive, piggish side than a woman would be, you know? And then, like, you know, men are like, oh, boobies, you know, you'll see that. You won't be, most men would not be offended by that, but I could totally understand why a woman would not be accepting of a
totally, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
A penis picture of a colleague. I mean, that's just horrible, you know?
Especially when it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're talking about it with somebody.
And it's like, what does he write after that? What do you think of that? Like, what happens there? You know?
I don't know.
What's the conversation afterwards? When you see each other in the office.
You want a piece of this?
It's horrible, man. It's just the worst. God, it's just the worst.
Well,
anyway. Yeah, so the Mets not the only team out there with the general manager sending the Schween picks. So now you got two. You got Jared Porter. Jared Porter's probably thinking like, man, I was just, finally people weren't saying my name again. And now all of a sudden this guy does this and now everybody's, I'm back out there.
Well, hopefully he's got his stuff together.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.